In studio, we have Ward 2 candidate in Strathroy Caradoc for the October municipal election. We have Tina Burdan. Tina, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Thanks, Chris, for having me in today. My name is Tina Burdan, and I'm running for Ward 2. I've been in this community for all of my life. There's three generations that come before me.
Obviously, new faces are running for council this year. You're one of them. Why have you decided to run for council?
I decided to run for council just for the simple change of the landscape that is presented itself in the election process. It's become imperative to me that there's a need for change in our municipality between Strathroy and Caradoc and the balance of power.
There has been a lot of comments over the last 2 years, particularly through the pandemic, where residents in Mount Bridges, Melbourne, Delaware West have seemed kind of segregated from Strathroy proper. Would you agree or disagree and why?
I would strongly agree with that. It seems that Mount Bridges has kind of been tossed to the wayside and Strathroy is continuing to build a stronger community. It'd be nice to see the balance between Strathroy and Caradoc to have similar perspectives.
What are some of the issues on your campaign platform?
Some of the issues that have been voiced to me during the campaign is the new house construction in Ward 2, some of the grocery stores and facilities to meet the needs of the new residencies in our community. We welcome people moving into our community, but certainly don't have the necessary facilities to accommodate everything. We need some more grocery stores. We need additional services, safety services, community outreach programs, and things of that nature.
Come October, as mentioned, a lot of new faces running for a seat on council. So in October, why should voters put a check mark beside Tina Burdan's name?
I believe I'm the best candidate for the community, being here an active part of your community for so many years and being a valued part of the community. I think through the volunteer service, the community outreach programs, and the accessibility programs that I've had a chance and the opportunity to work with within the community, I have a strong ability to work within the community and have understanding of what the community needs are. I believe that I can help bridge some of the gaps within the communication, the transparency, and the accountability within the public sector and the representatives that are representing the community. Simply put, I think that it's time for change in 2022, and it's a time for new faces and new perspectives.
Talking with Ward 2 candidate for Strathroy Caradoc municipal election, Tina Burdan, if there's any voters wishing to reach out to you to find out more information about your campaign, how could they do that?
They can certainly give me a call, 226-268-2518.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us today. Tina, good luck in the municipal election in October.
Thank you so much for having me.